One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to We Did It.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year, everybody. My name is Tommy.
My name is Marielle.
My name is Taylor.
Luke.
Armstrong. Welcome back to We Didn't Read It. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You guys got any freaking resolutions for this freaking year?
Oh.
Tried to be able to confront and accept the past.
I'm sorry.
Now, what the heck does that mean?
Oh, we would.
Well, I usually, you know, push the past away and pretend it never happened. Even good memories. I see a good memory on my feed and I say, hey, I'm not happy that this moment existed and I get to relive it. I'm sad that that moment doesn't exist anymore.
Damn.
Move away from the past, not living in the past, essentially.
No. I would like to be able to accept and realize that the past was a thing. No, I don't want to move away from the past, is what mm-hmm. I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Past is kind of like a big treasure.
Yeah.
That everyone accumulates over life.
Yeah.
Memories.
Yeah.
Memories.
The bad things make us grow.
Yeah.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Hey. You know who said that? Kelly Clarkson.
Did she say that?
Is she the first one
if
to say that?
You didn't know, now you know.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was some kind of Greek philosopher who said that.
I don't think Kelly Clarkson was the first.
Plagiarizing Euphrates or whatever.
Euphrates.
I think that's a river.
It is.
Yeah.
Is it a river?
You got New Year's resolutions?
My New Year's resolution is to
buy more rings,
set more boundaries, and open myself up to new experiences.
What is a boundary you'd like to set?
Probably like to get Luke to stop bullying me or something like that.
We're getting real mature here because our resolutions aren't like eat less chocolate or like friggin' jump higher.
They're very mature.
No, we have serious flaws that we'd like
serious
to...
flaws. We have serious vices,
you know,
that we're trying to correct.
I've had vices and, you know, at this point, you know.
What, Mario, what's your resolution?
My resolution is to... This is so corny, is to chase my dreams this year fully and entirely and focus on myself probably, this is so sad, for the first time ever.
Nice.
Entirely.
Respect, bro.
I hope you catch those dreams if you're chasing them.
What are your dreams?
Might as well.
But always remember that the journey is just as important as the finish. So don't be unhappy if you don't achieve your goals this year. But anyway, continue.
But chase. The journey.
Correct.
To start the journey.
But Tommy had a good question.
What were your dreams?
I would love to be an actor. That is what I would like to do full time as my life. I would like to be overall mentally, spiritually, all of the above, in a much better, healthy place.
Nice.
I want to release an album.
That would be fun.
I know that.
Comedy.
Music. And I would also like to coordinate a short comedy tour.
Ooh, you should come to Central Europe.
Not open, but feature.
Yeah. Don't feature. For sure.
Keep it under.
You heard
what,
that.
What was that? 8 or 7?
Binding.
Minutes?
If it's on a podcast, it's basically binding.
But featuring is just opening.
So if somebody in the comments, no, actually, the no.
Give
if somebody
five
in the comments
minutes.
Could write up a little contract for it, like, oh, Luke makes X percent of the show, just write that up in the comment section. We'll review it and reply to it.
Give him 7 minutes. I'm pretty generous.
7 minutes is generous.
Well,
I've seen
like
what
15.
He can do.
I'd be doing more like 15? 15, yeah.
And what am I supposed to be doing during this? Taking a pre-show shit? I'm not.
You could.
Not
you
twiddling
could.
My thumbs while you do 15 minutes.
I mean,
stage.
You're not going to be able to shit because the fucking bathroom is going to be shaking with laughter. You're going to be like, oh my God, if I this shit is going to fall back like a porta potty. You're going to fall on it.
What? The bathroom's going to fall back?
The infrastructure of that comedy club will not be secure while I'm performing.
So he'll take a shit in the bathroom?
It's dangerous sometimes to go to the bathroom because the toilet will be fucking flying off the wall. The poop's going to get on your face before your big show.
On only your face. Nobody else's.
Well, if you need anyone else to open, I'm also free because I know there's like some difficult.
You should make your New Year's resolution to do comedy 3 times in Prague. She's going to be studying abroad.
That's
in Prague
actually not a bad idea.
Too.
Oh my god!
In Poland, there when I studied abroad, there was a comedy club. I used to do it there.
That's cool. That's cool.
Oh really?
Not Poland, jackass.
Have you ever tried to make something Poland. Like not about yourself?
Holy shit! I was trying to relate because I.
Oh, you said abroad? I think you said in Prague.
No. Oh.
No study abroad for me. I'd love to go study abroad. Dreams? Do you two have dreams?
I have so many dreams I can't even like say them all. But, you know.
Okay, you can well, say like one.
Okay, well, I move in silence first of all. But one of my dreams is to have a 1-hour special.
Ooh.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe in a year.
You gotta be hitting those mics every freaking week. Throw it up. Okay.
Well, that's a good gag.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually like kind of really busy.
Sounds like an hour is gonna be tough to put together.
Well, I'm giving I'm giving myself some time. I actually have about like a year worth of stand-up sets that I have written. I just gotta, you know, pick the good stuff and You never came to my show, so how would you know?
Show.
Oh.
The show that I invited all of you guys to.
The true freaking comes
The
out.
One to support my short film where I said, everybody should come. It's Wednesday at 8. And nobody came.
Oh, really?
A lot of people were really? Busy that day. I
that
remember.
Kind of proves your point.
A lot of people were.
Why didn't you come to my hour?
Oh!
Why weren't you there? That was really special for me.
I was there. I did.
That
like
was midterms. So
Tommy is really heated today.
It was midterms. Also, I didn't have a car. Do you not remember my car setting itself on fire? I feel like we're all forgetting a lot of key elements.
I will say this. Tommy pays more than a lot of people for his shows. I look at the freaking Venmo, I'm like, too much. But then again, I realized it's not too much because I did an amazing job.
Because you did
job.
A phenomenal job. Yeah. Because you did a phenomenal
but
job.
But you do. You pay a lot, which thank I appreciate. You.
I came to the Gilded Club.
Yeah.
And I supported you and I said you did a great job.
Got paid for that sure. too. Yeah.
Sounds good. So it was Julian Hyde. They're also there.
Anyways, I think we should probably get to the book because tensions are getting a little high.
The banter this pod has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Kind of the core.
Anyways, we should really get to the book.
What didn't even we read today?
Yeah.
What didn't we read today?
Day. We didn't read Twelfth Night.
Ooh.
If you would like to go back and get a little history on Shakespeare, there's an old episode with Heath where he goes into Shakespeare's background. But they did not cover Twelfth Night, so we'll be doing that.
Go ahead, Aaron.
We're with Viola. They're out at sea. They're on a ship. There's a big shipwreck, and the ship crashes, and so the captain helps her get ashore, and she's lost her twin brother, Sebastian. So she disguises herself as a man. She puts her little fake mustache on it. She goes to get a job at the court of Duke Orsino.
Arsenio Hall?
Yes. Yeah.
You always say your sarcasm so convincingly, I think it's real.
And so we find her as she's going by the name Cesario.
Bumpy waters on
men
this
were
big
going
ass
overboard.
Ship.
And women.
Wait, they're going overboard? Why are they doing that?
We're going overboard.
Don't do that.
Holy crap. Where's my brother? I think he's dead. I feel it. It's our twin. No. It's our twin instinct.
No, I'm right here in the water. You can help me. There's a ladder.
Nah, I'm going to go ahead and become a drag king.
You just push a rock off the ship to land on your brother
me,
in the
I'm
water?
Sorry, I don't know what that God. Was.
I just saw that.
Just going to rub some God. Soot on my
thanks. Thanks, brother. I never hit a ball. I never hit a God. when it's outside of the strike zone, I never hit it cuz I got a good eye.
Oh.
When I'm playing baseball?
What's baseball?
Oh, it's a sport. Basically, you get 3 strikes, 3 outs. Okay. There's 4 bases. There's a pitcher and there's like 5 people in the outfield. There's a catcher and you have a bat and your goal is to hit it and then while it's in play, while the ball's in play, You can run around the bases and you're trying to get as many home runs. That's when you
this is crazy.
I just dropped another rock.
I've been working on it.
Okay. Mustache here. Now get your mustache here.
Can I get one of them
mustaches on a fucking chip?
Nope. We are on the beach. We're on this island.
No, and we're selling mustaches.
We're selling mustaches.
No, but we're selling mustaches.
I'll take one.
Here you go.
Thank you.
That's $500.
Oh.
Hey, what's
here.
I'm
making an investment in myself.
She bought it.
Oh boy. Don't I look handsome? I better go.
Hey, you look like you want to talk to me about baseball. You like sports?
Yeah, I love sports.
I just come up with a game called baseball. Can I tell you about it?
Sure. Does it involve maybe bases and a ball?
It does. Wait, so you've heard of this?
I haven't heard of it. I'm just assuming, you know.
No, because it seems like you've heard of this.
Did you somehow steal his manuscript?
No,
for the rules
I did
and take
not
it and try and
do
come
that.
Up with your own
whoa,
game?
Whoa, whoa. My name is Cesario. Nice to meet you both.
Nice to meet you.
Cesario, I was just using context clues.
You have a knack for context.
Thank you.
You're really good at context. Hey, tell you what, I'm a higher up at the Arsenio Hall show.
Whoa.
I'd love to get you on to talk about the context of how everything you are.
I was actually really hoping somebody would say that.
Hey, welcome. I'm Arsenio Hall. Thanks so much for coming out. Thank you, live studio audience. Today we have two guests. Oh, this is going to be phenomenal.
All right, he's going to welcome you on and then just take the stage.
Guess what?
And act natural.
They have invented a new sport. Let's have them on, the both of them.
Woo! Hey, how are you doing?
So, guys, we understand, you know, we here in Victorian England or whatever time period we're in, we like to play games, you know, because we don't live that long.
Games.
For sure.
And I understand you guys have a new game for us to play. Can you tell us about it?
Yes.
Well, I games. You know, ask me 2 days ago, I would love to explain baseball to you, but I found someone who's much better explaining things in the context of them, and that's Cesario here.
It's Cesario. Your partner? Did they help you come up with the game?
No, but they just...
Games.
They just got it.
Oh, okay.
They just got it.
The country is dying to know what is baseball.
I've never been on these lights. Like,
use that mustache.
Balls.
Yeah, it's brand new lights.
Use base.
Came up with electricity for this. You,
they're a little hot.
Use a mustache.
Right.
Yep.
Mustache.
We haven't gone that far.
Sorry, touching my mustache helps me to calm down. There are. Pitchers and
okay, pitchers of what? Beer, wine?
No, they. Could I get some water?
We don't have any. It's all dirty.
Ooh.
Because somebody bathed in it.
My partner friend that met me on the street was telling me about a game called baseball.
Okay. Baseball,
where there are bases and balls, and I put the clues together that there are bases and balls.
A word?
Interesting.
A word for a commercial?
Popcorn.
Yeah, because we are going to get to it. Yep.
Yeah, so Cesario didn't really explain it at all.
No, not at all. I haven't. This audience has absolutely no idea what baseball is.
So, baseball is when basically there's a ball, there's four bases.
Balls, yes.
Many. Not Cesario, singular, many balls.
On the Arsenio Hall Medieval Show.
I didn't.
Where's this guy from?
I didn't say bad words during your spiel. If you could just
James,
keep it to yourself.
Yes.
This problem, this dynamic, it seems like, you know, you guys could go on my friend Maury's show after this if you guys want to do that back-to-back episodes. But anyway,
for sure,
continue.
For sure. We'll take you up on that. For sure, okay, we'll take you up on that.
Yes.
So what is the sport? Because...
Sorry, my head is sweating. Can I bring my
do you need leeches?
Can I bring Do you have someone with leeches that you can bring
this
out?
This is your opportunity for both of you
can
too.
Can you bring out the leeches, please? Put them on his head while he describes what baseball is.
He has the humor.
That must be baseball. Better. Yeah, he's got the black bile coming out.
Here he goes. It's working. I see it working.
The leeches be doing wondrous things.
What?
Baseball.
Explain.
For sure.
We're also sponsored by leeches. Just FYI, I'm required to say that when we bring them out for the show.
Can I play baseball?
Okay.
Can I play baseball?
So it seems
thank
as though
thank you for having
it
us.
Be the leeches that are affecting. Oh, you're leaving.
Baseball.
For sure. Leeches can't be the thing affecting him. Maybe
what?
He's a Satanist.
Base. Satan.
Boom! Welcome to the medieval Maury Povich show. We have a Satanist and his friend on
yes!
the show.
I am the friend.
Okay, medieval Maury Povich, thank you. So, sir, why are you a Satanist and why should we not kill you?
Satan. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Satan.
The powers of the devil.
Yeah.
Are acquiring this man's mind.
Excuse me.
How did he become whatever, overtaken by Satan?
Case.
He tried to have sex with me and realized that I was a woman who had a
Whoa! You're a woman? You can't be on our show? Are you crazy?
Sorry, let me put my mustache back on.
No. You have revealed your true identity.
I am a man.
Okay, that's okay. So tell us how he got addicted to Satan or whatever this is.
So basically I was trying to have sex with him and then found out he was a woman.
No.
But baseball is about when there's four bases and there's one ball and there's about five people in the outfield. There's a catcher, there's a pitcher. And
it's not three people in the outfield?
I don't know. I don't
know. All right, we'll workshop the game a couple hundred years later.
For sure, we could do that. And then I try to hit the ball as far as I can do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Thank you so much, both of you.
Are you okay? Do you need more leeches? Let's get him some leeches backstage.
Can I get a leech?
Hey, I'm the PA for the Medieval Maury Povich Show. I was I'm going to put some leeches on you.
For sure.
Well, thank them all.
Hey, I'm Maury. That was a great... What's going on back here, son? The leeches must be helping you out. Are you okay? Put some more leeches on him.
At this point, sir, we must attend to the show.
Satan killed him. It couldn't have been the leeches, which were sponsored by.
So Duke Arsenio is in love with this woman, Olivia. She's super beautiful, but her brother died recently, so she's in mourning. So she's like, I'm not taking suitors. So he sends Cesario to woo Olivia for her. So Cesario goes, and Olivia is like, oh, who are you? A cute little young, fresh face. And so she's trying to now woo Cesario, and Cesario is obviously trying to fend off Olivia because, one, she thinks I'm a man, and two, because Cesario has started to fall for her boss, Arsenio.
That's the triangle.
So now we're at Olivia's house with Cesario trying to win Olivia for her boss that she's in love with.
So, girl?
That's good.
My name's Cesario. Can I come in?
Sure.
Cool. What's up?
You know.
My friend, like, kind of likes you or whatever.
Your friend? Who's your friend?
My friend, you know, Duke.
Duke.
Yeah. He's in the horse.
Fuck, they almost saw me. They almost saw me.
Oh, my God. He's, like, kind of a freak. But, like.
Seems a little.
He wanted me to come here and, like, warm you up and see what, like, your vibe was. Because, like, you know. Shotties be tripping.
The ring.
I mean, I like.
Oh, I have a ring for you from him. It's a little cheap for my taste.
Do you have a better preference of rings? Maybe one that you want to give me?
Oh, whoa.
As a gift, of course.
This is kind of like out of the blue because.
Excuse me. Is your name Cesario?
Yeah.
I'm Olivia's father. If you're trying to marry my daughter, I'm guess what? Gonna
whoa.
Be a dowry.
Whoa, whoa,
I'm
whoa.
Need a freaking
Dad.
Dowry.
Dad.
No, calm down, Marie.
This is getting a little.
I need a dowry.
Nah, I'm just like kind of like the messenger. Like, my buddy Duke Arsenio.
Okay.
He's like he wants your girl. Well, your daughter. Your daughter. I'm sorry.
Knock, 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 knock.
Oh my God.
Open the door, Olivia. Always have to tell her to open the door. She never just does it.
Oh, hi, Olivia. Oh, funny seeing you here. I was in town. I was wondering if there was a competent man to speak to. Oh, the most competent man I've ever seen laid my eyes upon.
I like this guy.
Well,
who's this?
What do you want? Sir.
Oh, I got a big dowry, and I was just wondering if I was looking for any. It's just like someone who'd be interested in like.
We were just talking about dowries. This man.
You're talking about dowries?
Caesar salad.
Just now.
Was offering me a dowry.
No,
actually, offered me a ring
Cesario
from you.
For the dowry from
Caesar.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Not really.
Okay.
I think it would probably be best if maybe, you know, we went back home and nobody got married.
No, that's not a good idea.
I just want to say so sorry about your dead son, right?
What?
And you're so sad about that, right?
What? My son's dead?
Oh, God.
What?
Olivia, why would you come to this house and just mention something
like
that?
Who the hell can you kill my son? Well, if you give me money for a dowry, I mean, I'll probably.
How about if we?
Sure.
I mean, he killed your son about this ring.
He killed your son. So you probably don't want him to marry your daughter.
Mr. Arsenio Hall, is this true? Did you kill my son?
Did I kill your son?
It's
true.
I
saw him. I would not like to do that. I did.
So that's why you're over here trying to give me a ring?
If I did that, it would have been an accident. And
No, he's not a truthful man.
Is this your way of repaying us?
What? I thought in the story, you actually killed your brother, not him.
No. Actually,
he wouldn't do that.
I would never do that. As I'm a sweetheart.
Yeah. Or whatever. You tell you about,
can I tell you what happy my diary is? Mm-hmm. Whisper it. Whisper it.
What did you say over there?
It's down. Not enough, Dad. Whisper, it's not enough.
Okay, I'll tell you straight out. If you're not going to whisper it down the lane, I guess I'll have to tell your dad straight out in front of everyone. This
might
not,
as well.
Oh, wait, telephone it.
Big
telephone
figures
it,
are
fun.
Discussed.
Telephone it.
I tried. Your blotter docked it.
Fine. You got a blotter. Go back.
Telephone it?
Sure. Shoddy, come here. Whisper it in my ear.
Oh my you forgot?
You forgot it, Olivia? Telephone the goddamn dowry.
All right.
No time for messing around.
For sure. That's what I heard.
You want to fart on my face? Huh? That's what you want to do?
That is what he said. That is what he said.
No.
That's your dowry.
It's not.
You're on thin ice.
I
gotta say, I gotta respect the rules of telephone or whisper down the lane here, so I'm not gonna tell you what I said.
What is a telephone, this game we're playing? What the hell is that?
Whisper down the lane, sir.
Okay.
I don't know why you call it a telephone. Who the hell calls a telephone?
I hear there's this baseball thing floating around.
For sure, for sure.
At the Arsenio Hall
And
show.
Now the telephone?
It's my show. It's my show. I'm Duke Arsenio.
I don't like him, Dad.
I did not know that was you.
Didn't?
Can I
sing? How did you not know that?
What?
Can you sing on it?
At one point.
For sure, tonight.
Oh my God.
Come on the show tonight.
Are you
going to
come?
Of all time.
Yeah, I should probably be there.
Flash forward to tonight. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Arsenio Hall Show. I'm here with my father-in-law. I'm so sorry. Did I say father-in-law? Sometimes I say things that haven't happened yet. Okay, here's Mr. Olivia. Mr. Olivia, everybody, here to sing you a song. And the song is an original by him.
Oh, say.
Yeah, I knew you should do this one.
Oh, can. Oh, you all see. By all the old so early. Oh, lie. Oh.
I feel this all through my body. It flows.
I know.
Like butter.
There are a lot of ideas being thrown around. Baseball, telephones. I would like to start a new nation in a world that only the Portuguese have thus far explored.
Holy. Okay.
And what should it be called?
What's my name?
What?
What is my name?
Mr. Olivia?
Mr. Olivia Land.
Mr. Olivia Land. Okay. Okay.
Was I good? Do I get to sit on the seat like Johnny Carson?
You heard it here, folks. I'm Mr. Yeah. I'm putting you, Mr. Olivia, in charge of Mr. Olivia Land over in the land the Portuguese
discovered.
It would
be a pleasure to have you two marry on your show.
Yeah, for sure.
Right now,
I don't
right.
even want to do it not on the show, so here
Silence!
We are.
Can you officiate really quick in 10 seconds?
Yes. Okay. Cesario, do you have any objections?
Yeah, I actually do have an objection,
Whoa.
Yes, but
wow.
not for Olivia.
What's the objection? This is good television.
I just missed my friend, so I
what?
Think that we should go be friends together, maybe.
Yeah, later.
What do you have to,
later.
I'm kind of hosting that show now. What do you think about that?
Fine. Just
friends who sometimes like kiss on the mouth. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
It's not. What? It's coming out. This is the Jerry Springer.
You want to kiss me on my mouth?
Maybe.
You want to kiss me on my mouth?
Oh, and then the producers say the show's out of time.
It's a commercial.
And we're going to go
but
to commercials.
But one time I get to host the show, it gets cut for time.
We're going to move to a little subplot for the section so you gotta, because it's got the two best characters. They've actually been doing nonsense in the background of everything that you guys are doing this whole time. So we've got a couple of characters. Olivia's uncle, his name is Sir Toby Belch. He's drunk all the time. He's great. Great guy. And then he's friends with Sir Andrew. And then there's a couple of people. There's servants and there's like a jester. And they all like to stay up really late and drink and revel and have a lot of fun. Good, great time. Then there's Malvolio, who is this really pompous steward that works for Olivia. And he comes in at night and he's like, oh, you guys are always being so loud and partying. You gotta quit the partying. So they're like, we're going to prank him so good. We're going to write a letter to him where he thinks it's from Olivia and he's going to think Olivia is in love with him. And he's so serious. So they're like, we're going to get him so good. And I don't know if you've ever heard the quote. The letter has the some are born great, some achieve greatness, others have greatness thrust upon them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's from this prank letter that they give to Malvolio. In the letter, they tell him to do all these ridiculous things. They're like, he thinks it's Olivia. And Olivia's like, if you love me back, you're going to do this thing and this thing. And it's like a list of ridiculous things that he does that nobody else knows they've told him to do.
All right. All I have right now is some are born great, some are whatever, and some have greatness thrust upon. I can't think of anything.
Oh, how about we get him to pick his nose?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, every time he says the word the.
Every time picks his nose, every time he says the.
The.
If he loves me.
Well, Olivia. Oh, have him streak in the town square 15 times.
Streak in the town square if he loves me.
If he loves you. If he loves
you. This is going to be a little different if you have an amazing quote like that and then just go, you got
to
streak in
the town. Well, you have to ebb and flow.
For sure. What if we say it like really elegantly? Okay. Like you must.
If thoth love me, loveth me, thrust yourself into the town square.
Like a cherub.
In the nude.
Yes, thrust yourself into the town square like a noob.
Make yourself akin to Adam and Eve.
Good.
Okay.
In the town square.
Yeah.
And then
probably I love stick you and an I would apple like to see it.
Near your bottom.
Stick an apple near apple your bottom. Bottom.
Put an apple in your bottom. Put it. That's good. That's why you're the court jester.
Thank you.
Because you're funny.
Thank you. Yeah, I try. Thanks for letting me hang, guys, by the way.
Thanks for hanging, honestly.
Yeah.
You always bring the vibe up.
This is fun.
You always bring the vibe up.
Does it get like depressing to just like always have to be funny and stuff of this nature?
I don't think we're supposed to get personal. Should I tell another joke?
Yeah, for sure.
Any other suggestions?
Yeah, joke.
This one's fresh. This one's new. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Yes.
This is a question.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why?
Oh.
To get to the other side. Isn't that funny? It's funny. I have nothing going on
and
besides
that right
there
just this. Yep. The whole industrial revolution.
Ugh. We should probably finish that prank
letter. Do we think it's enough? Any suggestions?
I don't
yourself?
Know. What else should we tell Malvolio? Because I hate that guy.
Meet me. As soon as you read this, meet me in the alley.
With 10 pounds of lamb meat.
With 10 pounds of lamb meat, for mm-hmm. I shall be hungry. And no matter how I doth protest, you must stuff it in me.
Maybe make him bring the lamb up to the top of the highest hill.
Well, the lamb should be slaughtered.
So he's like, right. We can do that on the top of the hill.
Mm.
And then just make him work real hard and then go to the alley and then we freaking punch him around.
Oh my God, I already put the stuff it in me part.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I still this.
And I can't read, so I don't even know how to edit that.
I don't know.
Can you read?
Not well.
Can you fix it?
All right, let's just do it. Let's just go to him.
I'm going to put the servant in charge of this, okay? Could you deliver this to Malvolio?
No problem.
Malvolio?
Don't read it.
Or maybe do.
I'm Malvolio. A letter for me from Olivia. Oh my. What odd request.
Bring, 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 bring. Olivia. Olivia, pick up.
What the heck?
Olivia, you need to meet me in the alley right now. Meet me in the alley right now.
Why?
This is
I better get that.
This
lamb.
Is Cesario. Yeah, this is Cesario.
Oh.
This is for sure Cesario. You need to meet me in the alley right now. No more.
I just have to go to an alleyway.
Freaking got him.
My best friend.
I'll never know.
Regina, do you want to come with me to the alleyway?
No problem.
I don't really feel safe about going to an alley just because a guy told me to in the middle of the goddamn night.
Yeah, I got you. No problem. Let's go together.
Olivia! I did it. I got the
blood all over you.
I slaughtered the lamb because I love you, and I streaked and I sat on the apple. I put it in my bottom and it hurt like hell, but I did it because I love you.
What the hell are you talking about? Jackass.
First of all, she's vegetarian.
Yes. What?
What yes. are you going to do with that lamb? Why did what? You slaughter it?
Yes.
So we feel like this is a problem. This is a problem.
You sent me the letter that you said, oh, I love you, Malvolio. And you said to
did you really send this loser a letter? Girl.
Olivia?
Of girl.
Of course not. I
Olivia?
Know I've been going through like a dry spot, but I wouldn't sleep down there.
Olivia?
Don't worry. I put it in the part that says insist. I will insist that
what
I
are you
going to
do with that lamb?
Really.
I don't understand. What are you supposed to do with that?
Why are you protesting? I don't want to, but I must.
Oh, stop it in me. What the hell is your problem?
Why would you do that?
This is so funny.
You
so funny.
Okay, I'm calling the town cops. This is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
With the letter. I have it.
Olivia.
What? Let me see this letter. Let me see this letter.
It's in my pocket and it says, even if she thought
I can't read shit.
Olivia.
But guess what? She can't even write. She couldn't have written this.
I'm doing the Heimlich. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Is there 10 pounds of lamb in here? This will never come out. No matter how hard I squeeze.
And it's not even cooked. You couldn't even cook the lamb.
Yeah, she's dead. Yeah, she's for sure dead. There's 10 pounds of lamb.
Why would you get this
in the esophagus?
Who? I just learned how to read. Can I take the body?
So no, I'm Olivia's father.
Oh, shit.
So my son freaking died? And now freaking Olivia's dead because she got freaking 10 pounds of lamb? Who the hell did this?
Sir, I tried.
Malvolio.
I tried.
Malvolio did it.
What? Your daughter loved
me. He got
me.
A letter that I think he wrote himself.
I did not, as I do not know how to write. I only know how to read.
Let me see the handwriting.
Can you hold it while I read it? I don't feel like holding it.
I have a lot of lamb blood on my hand.
I literally don't care.
See?
That's not her handwriting.
What the fuck?
That is not her handwriting.
That's crazy.
So who the hell wrote this?
So if
thing?
You didn't write
if
it,
this
then who
was
did?
A murder!
Okay.
Okay, so you know how Cesario Viola is like actually a twin?
I know how that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, it turns out that Sebastian, her twin brother, is still alive.
What?
He's just like not really been looking for her that hard. He's kind of just like been hanging out with this pirate guy.
That's why the dad was so surprised.
Yeah. He's not really been like working too hard to look for her, but this like pirate sea captain guy he's been hanging out with like definitely has the hots for him. So they've been like sort of busy. They end up in Illyria. He does not know his sister is in Illyria. So they arrive here. And he runs into Olivia, and Olivia thinks that it's Cesario. So she's like, okay, finally, will you marry me? And Sebastian's like, yeah, that sounds great. That sounds awesome. So they get married. When Duke Orsino finds out, he's very upset because he's actually started to sort of fall for Cesario himself. So he thinks Cesario has married Olivia. Yeah, he's like has these feelings. Doesn't really want to admit it, you know, because he thinks it's a guy. But like, he's like this. Like, guy's got a little twinkle in his eye. And so we arrive at a scene where we've got Cesario Viola with Duke Orsino really upset, thinking that she's married him. She doesn't know her brother's alive. So the four of them all converge at the town center.
Hot dogs, dollar hot dogs, town center, dollar hot dogs.
What the hell?
Dollar hot dogs. Baseball was just invented. We got dollar hot dogs.
A whole dollar for one hot dog?
Yup, dollar hot dogs.
You don't even know how crazy you sound right now. That sounds so expensive.
Don't care, dollar
That's
hot dogs.
Pretty That's pretty expensive.
It's the
yeah.
town square. It's the center of the town. It's the
Olivia
center
here.
Of the
Dad?
Oh,
Dad?
Oh, my God. Olivia's in the town square.
Yes.
Can we hand this guy, can you give me some money to get some hot dogs? It's like a dollar.
What the hell is a hot dog?
It's new to the list.
Not a problem for me. Hi, I'm Arsenio Hall again. Hey, you need
and
some-
And it is I, Sebastian.
You need a couple bucks for a couple hot dogs? That's no problem for me.
Sebastian, who kind of looks like Cesario.
He's already fleshing out clams. His name is Mary, dude.
50 hot dogs? Does that sound good for everybody?
You look familiar.
Bet you want to marry me.
Okay, I can see no one cares about my $50 bill and my generous offer to get you 50 hot dogs.
You guys buying hot dogs or not? Because if not, get the hell away from the stand and have this conversation.
We don't need hot dogs.
Not even making eye contact with me.
Guys, no hot dogs. Yeah. Get away from my car and have this conversation somewhere else. Blocking the freaking line.
Here's $50 because I love you.
Olivia, take that money and let's buy some hot dogs for our wedding.
I don't know what you guys don't understand.
50 hot
I'm
dogs.
I'm not selling you guys hot dogs. Go have this weird conversation you guys got.
Why?
Some love triangle baloney.
We're giving
else.
You $50.
I don't deal with baloney. I deal with hot dogs.
Olivia, I know a lamb guy. I know a lamb guy. We can make our own hot dogs because this is bullshit.
Excuse?
Also, you look so familiar.
Yeah.
I have a friend.
Do you still want to marry my daughter?
Who the hell is this guy? Is this your dad?
Are you having thoughts of with a different person to have romance with?
No, I'm not. Honestly, I'm just thinking about your daughter.
Ooh, it's me, Cesario, and I'm a thought in your head. A dirty, filthy thought in your head.
I can see you say those words. I can see them as you're saying
I couldn't. I thought they were floating in the air with an air bubble.
Cesario, I don't like.
Oh my gosh! People who, is everybody having dirty, filthy thoughts about me, Cesario, in their heads?
I am
putting it in this guy's head, putting it in your head, putting it in your head too. Whoa! Ooh. I bet everybody wants me now, huh?
What's going on here? Are you marrying my daughter Olivia, or are you marrying Cesario?
I don't know. Cesario honestly makes me feel better about myself.
Honestly,
I think you're a great guy. Puts me down,
and Cesario makes me feel brings me up.
You're just such a crybaby.
Cesario,
crybaby.
Would you like to be my baby?
Baby.
What?
Hell yeah.
Cesario, so you're just gonna leave me like that?
Hell yeah.
High and dry. You've never taken an interest in me.
Olivia, you did royally.
I don't want to be. I wanted to play hard. I wanted to play hard to get, and so apparently didn't work.
Wasn't hard to get in my bed. But.
Hamburgers.
I told you to get the hell out of here. I'm selling hot dogs.
Hamburgers, premium hamburgers, $1.50.
If you guys, I know I kicked you out of my hot dog stand because you guys were clogging up the line. If you guys go buy hamburgers, you're dead meat.
I already got
and
a
I'll
hamburger.
Put you in the goddamn hot dog.
But what are we going to do? $1.50.
Thanks.
This hamburger is good. You only realize, 50 well, cents.
No, it's $1.50.
Here are the 50 bucks that are not for you because you wouldn't let us buy any because you got a little butt hurt.
$50 on hamburgers.
I'm going to have money to open a whole restaurant.
You get the hell out of here,
they're
Tom.
So good. Would you like to try the hamburger?
I would never put that to my lips. I only eat hot dogs.
Don't protest the meat.
What are you doing? You doing to me with the poor girl got 10 pounds of lamb meat in her freaking mouth? Fucking putting ham in my fucking mouth?
Hamburgers are not made with ham.
I'm opening a restaurant.
It's a pretty damn good burger.
Can we go in together? Can I sell hot dogs and win on the menu?
Tell him no.
Who the hell is this telling you what to do? Isn't this a girl that just got rejected by Arsenio Hall?
I will give you $200.
$200? Where are you going to get $200?
Dad.
Dad?
I don't have $200 for this business venture. I will not be spending $200 on something called a hamburger and a dog, huh?
I have $200. Me, Arsenio Hall, I have $200 billion.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think about me coming on the show again?
Let me marry your daughter. I'll give you $200. I'll let you be on the show again.
But I thought you said you didn't want to marry her and you wanted to marry Cesario.
But you did say that.
Well, then she...
Yeah, I thought you were going to put out. Yeah. And now I'm a little bit confused.
I've been confused this whole damn time.
I bet.
What is really happening here is Olivia, I think, still likes you, but you are developing feelings for Cesario.
And I have feelings for you, but Olivia has feelings for me as well.
Dad, is there anyone in particular you like? Because apparently we all like each other.
Can't say your daughter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm romantically, you know, involved in this love triangle at all.
You can probably say me.
I just really want a career and to get on the Arsenio Hall show again, sir.
I could get you on the show.
I thought you did it.
Thank you.
I
what
thought
do you
did
want
an
in return?
Amazing
I
job.
Gotta give you something for being so nice.
Your lifelong lifelong love?
No.
My lifelong love?
Your lifelong love?
I said
love?
No.
Me in a relationship with you?
You
what?
In a committed relationship with me. Committed.
What?
Monogamous.
Oh.
I don't play games.
To that I say, let's go get some burgers.
Welcome back to the Arsenio Hall Show. We have a very special guest. It's my fiance, Mr. Olivia.
Co-host for the episode. Not guest. Co-host.
My new co-host, Mr. Olivia, here to do a new number. A brand new number.
Thank you so
much. Get off the stage.
Security? No, Tom, don't take him
get
out.
Your
bring
hands
her,
off
bring
me.
Her up. Bring her up on
get
stage.
Your hands off
bring
me.
Her up on stage.
During my
this is what it looks like to be ungrateful.
I hate everybody
here. This is what
here.
It looks like to be a
no,
bad wingman.
No, okay? I would. Can we bring Jerry back like. Out here? This man promised to love me and then left me in the dirt. What's that about?
Security, take her
we
out.
We all
out
do
the
same.
Take
so
her
let's
out
go
the,
together.
Security, take her out to the
America,
dirt.
America, yeah.
There we go.
America.
There we go.
So beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. There we go.
God, yeah, shit, yeah, 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 grace, yeah,
so
on,
good.
Yeah, the, yeah. Mm. And yeah, crown, yeah, thy, yeah, good, yeah,
yes, yeah, yeah, brother, yeah, 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 yeah,
I don't even care about anything.
You should. This is great.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. It's been the Arsenio Hall Show.
And everyone lived happily ever after.
Can you give us a recap, Aaron?
Yeah.
Yay. So there's like the ship at sea, and some guy keeps explaining baseball to everyone.
For sure. Yeah, and then, naturally.
Someone else is selling mustaches, naturally.
Of course.
Yes.
And then when Viola / Cesario washes up on shore, she finds her way to the Arsenio Hall Show. And then everyone goes on the Maury Povich show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Olivia's dad is trying to get a dowry from Caesar Salad to marry Olivia. Mm-hmm. Then Arsenio tells Olivia's dad that his son is dead.
Yikes.
Arsenio says if he would have done that, it would have been an Arsenio is saying if he would have murdered him, it would have been an accident, obviously.
Which is true.
Olivia's dad asks if he can sing on the Arsenio show. It goes super well. And then, like, there's a group of Olivia's friends and servants' family write a letter to Malvolio and trick him into going into the street naked with an apple on his bottom.
Apple bottom jeans.
Then Malvolio slaughters a lamb and gives 10 pounds of lamb to Olivia, and they think they kill her. Everyone can get a dollar hot dog in the town square. Hot dog guy doesn't deal with bologna. He only deals with hot dogs.
I missed that line.
It was funny.
Arsenio marries the hot dog guy, Mr. Olivia. The end. And that was Twelfth Night.
Selling mustaches on a ship. Had me out for a good 45 seconds.
Follow us on at American High Shorts, College Life, and Barely Adult on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and freaking YouTube.
Share the pod with all your friends.
Oh, yeah. Have a happy freaking New Year. Make
happy
this
New
Year
everyone.
One year that is always going to be happening for the rest of your life.
Do something big.
Make a New Year's resolution to comment on every American High, College Life, and Barely Adult video.
Yep.
Something that is funny and worth liking.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I might do that.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks again. Thanks for watching. We love you extra.
Thank you.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.